All right, welcome to our show. I'm LaFern Cusack.
I'm Bill Burns, us.
Yes, featuring us. So, Bill, we have with us a Reiki master, Wendy Bolt, and intuitive with all the animals around the world. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be there.
Tell me, how did you come to this knowledge?
You know, actually, I came to this knowledge, I actually went into a metaphysical store one day. I walked in there, and a intuitive and, psychic was there who started talking to me about my energy and had suggested I see her Reiki master to work, you know, on balancing my energies. And I think 2 days later, I went to her Reiki master. I took level one, and it completely transformed me. I mean, what it did for me, because Reiki level one is all about your healing yourself, right? Healing your childhood wounds and shifting. And so because of that, I decided this is a path I want to continue to take and, pursue this further and see how I can, you know, help others, how it has helped me.
Oh, that's terrific. Do you practice privately? Do you do group? Do you teach?
You know what? I have taught a little bit, but most of them are private, right? So my sessions are sort of a combination of Reiki, intuitive guidance. I communicate with animals, and I do afterlife care or end-of-life care as well. So I started out in an office, but most of my sessions are in people's homes because sometimes sometimes I treat the person, sometimes I treat the animal or vice versa, or, you know, the animal was a catalyst to get me in there to treat the human and vice versa.
Wendy, can you talk about how Reiki and the traumas of your past, how Reiki takes that out, or how you're able to feel like the traumas of the past that may be in someone's body?
Well, for example, because it's different for animals as well, you know, as people, a lot of my animal clients are rescues, right? So I work a lot with pit bulls, for example. And so a lot of my clients will call about behavioral issues or they're not eating or they're aggressive. And so for me to then come in and find out what happened in their past, right, what happened before they got to these forever homes, can usually shift once there's an understanding between the owner and the pet, can shift their behavioral issues in most cases. So to me, you know, being a voice for the animal, for the people, is just, to me, it's amazing. And then, you know, with people, it varies. I mean, you know, I like to look sometimes in seeing where the issues are, right? So the right side of the body, which would be control, versus the left side of the body, where is this coming from? And my Reiki sessions are usually, the more they talk, the more I hear, the more I get, you know, guidance, and the more I can share. So, it just depends. I get a very, different type of clients that with different needs.
Yeah. And how did you find out you were in an intuitive?
That kind of just started transitioning as I got more immersed into the energy world. I started treating maybe my 10th client, I want to say, in an office, and they were asleep, and I started hearing things and feeling things and emotions that weren't my own, and I realized, you know, let me wake up my client and share this information and see if it makes sense to them. And that's kind of how it started transitioning, you know. So the more they started talking, the more I heard. And now my sessions, I never know what the priority is. Sometimes it's Reiki where they're just asleep and that's all they want from me. And sometimes I have a person that comes with a list of questions for me to answer, and then I become more of a intuitive guide or coach for them to help them guide them with what they're going through.
Do you do Reiki at distance with people that are elsewhere?
Yes, I've done that too. Most of them, I combine it. So I do the Reiki from a distance, but also the intuitive guidance.
It sounds terrific.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
You know, I've only been doing it, I'm trying to think now, I want to say 5 years.
It does.
About
time does fly, doesn't it?
It does fly, yeah. So it's been about 5 years, but I, you know, absolutely love what I do. Don't really care what type of client comes my way or what ability, you know, I have tomorrow, or what's taken away. I absolutely just love doing what I do. So I'm open to, you know, what the universe has in store for me.
Yeah, staying where your feet are, right?
That's right. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, staying where your feet are, as being the only real estate you can really control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And, now, do you do hands-on with Reiki or?
Some of them I do. For me, so the way I get my messages, right, is more using my body as a pendulum. At least that's how it's today for me. So a lot of times I'll be standing and I can't necessarily then put my hands on the client always. It just depends on where they are at that moment. But no, I'm able to do it by not necessarily touching them. And this helps me in scenarios where I work with animals, right? So if it's a frightful horse, or I've even worked on a tiger that was in a cage, or if I go to animal shelters where I'm able to sit on the other side, you know, of the fence and being able to give them Reiki that way is beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And Wendy, you've been featured in Westlake Malibu's Lifestyle Magazine. You have all these people calling you to be on their show. You were just featured on ABC, Ion LA. How does it feel, Wendy, to be like this Reiki master that's getting all, you know, getting more and more recognized?
Well, I absolutely love it. Why? Because I love what I do and you know, being able to, because a lot of these people don't even know what Reiki is. Like me, 5 years ago, I had no idea what Reiki was either, right? So being able to introduce people to this, you know, to what it is that I do, because some people still think, oh, it's just Reiki, I'm asleep, and then that's it. But it's so much more than that. And being able to offer that and now, you know, have, you know, a wider audience, you know, get an insight into this type of healing.
And when we were talking before, Wendy, we're saying, you know, if you had, I know your career is expanding, but since Bill is here, do you have any questions for him in regards to your career or any question in general?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the usual question I get asked is, what's your 5-year plan, right?
And then
I usually say, well, I try not to think about the 5-year plan. My 5-year plan is to be happy, but just being open, being in this moment, right, and seeing what the universe brings your way. So being open to whatever that is, because if I started controlling and finding out, you know, it has to be this and it has to be done in 6 months and this is my goal, the way the universe has it usually planned is much better than, you know, we could have imagined it. So I try to say to myself, try not to ask too many questions, just let it all happen. But things, you know, at times I want to know, like, you know, is there anything else that I could possibly do to enhance a different direction or another direction that I'm missing, perhaps?
Well, I don't think that you're missing. I think that one of the things you could do is you'd be extraordinarily good with challenged children and writing. Both of those two things show up very strongly in terms of ways of communicating healing and perspective and growth, which is certainly what you do. You know, you're not just a feel-good Reiki master. You're somebody that wants to help. And those are two areas where your help could be almost indispensable because you have an intuitive sense of, you know, a physical challenge. You grew up with it. So when you're dealing with children that are facing that emotionally or otherwise, there's a sort of empath connection there for you. So that may be something that develops not too long from now, but you sound like you're doing an excellent job at what you're doing. Sounds terrific.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling lucky. I mean, I'd be able to do this. It's not work for me, so it's what I try to do from my heart. So
that's what everybody's trying to achieve in life.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's that, you know, what is that quote from, am I thinking of?
Do what you love.
Follow your bliss.
Yeah.
Or follow, what is it again? Follow your bliss and you know, the universe will, you know, provide or something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's what I believe in. yeah. letting things
slow. Yeah, I find that when I do what I love to do, it doesn't matter how successful I am. I'm fulfilled and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the people I reach out to are therefore fulfilled and happy.
Yeah.
If I worry exactly. about the money, then nothing works.
Exactly.
I agree. Yes.
You know, that's not true for everybody. For our listeners, you know, there's an entire group of people that have to have a goal and set that goal and aim for that goal and do the work necessary to make it come together. So I'm certainly not putting that process down. But I am saying that for many of us, particularly in the spiritual area, goals only with us, and if we have to stay focused on that which we love to do, and life, spiritual reality, or whatever you choose to call it, will bring in the next indicated steps. And I think, you know, that's critical for us to remember.
I agree.
Because we can't do what a lot of people do. We can't make this idea that we have control over everything. And I think sometimes also, if I may interject this, I think the readiness of the client determines when we get to work with them and how far we can work with them.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, a client will come to me and say, oh, my God, I love our session. I want to gift a session to a friend of mine, right? And I mm-hmm. always say, I'm not sure about that. I said, you can certainly... you know, have them check out my website and see if this is something that resonates with them, right? But when somebody says, you need to see Wendy because X, Y, and Z is what you need in your life, I'm always a little hesitant because I agree with you. The client has to be ready. I'm saying, I want to receive this help
mm-hmm.
or shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I notice sometimes if somebody gives somebody a gift certificate, if they're not ready, they don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes I have very enthusiastic clients, sometimes I have to ask them if they refer. You are here under your own free will, right?
Well, I don't know if you had this, but I had quite a challenge. This is a while back, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. It was something I had to, you know, go through. So this person was a gift certificate, and he says, I said, okay, so what's your experience with this? He goes, none. He goes, I don't know what Reiki is. I don't know what you do. And he goes, but I know it's something spiritual, and I really don't believe in anything. Right? I'm going, wow, okay.
That's great.
A blank slate?
Yes.
Here's a blank slate. Let's see what we can do with this.
Exactly. So it's good. I see that as I always see things as a mutual exchange with any of my clients, right? There's always mm-hmm. an exchange. I learn something from them and vice versa. So, yeah, but that was interesting. When that came to me.
Yeah, I'll bet. But it is a facer. You know, they come in and it's like, I don't know who you are and why you're here. And you're like, wait a minute. Oh, dear. But then it always comes through and it works and it's great. But
exactly.
At first it's like, yo. It's like when I first started out, somebody said, prove yourself.
Get out.
Oh, I've had that too. I had somebody said, what happened in 1998? I go, okay, it's obvious that validation is something that's important. Let's delve
right.
into that first. Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, well, you know, that's true. And psychic ability is different in everybody. You know, I don't have the ability to tell you what you had for breakfast. But if you've forgotten already, you need different kind of professional help. But but I can certainly tell you why your life is stuck and what you can do to make it move forward under your terms.
Right.
But I'm not very good at what happened in 1972. I'm not sure I remember it.
Exactly. I can barely remember yesterday.
Well, and speaking of the 70s, it's pretty hard to believe there's any reason to remember them at all, except for disco.
Disco, yes.
Yes.
Well,
but, you're a delightful lady, Wendy.
Yes,
Thank you. It was awesome talking to you both.
And Reiki Master, we can find out more information on ReikiHeals.com. That's your website, right?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh, wonderful.
ReikiHeals.com. Wendy Bowles, Reiki Master and Intuitive. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you both. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was lovely. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, lady.
Yeah. I love, like, her spirit. Like, she really believes in helping and putting out the energy that she wants to come back. And that's one thing that, you know, I'm working on. Just put out good energy. Be happy.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about that in my book is that it doesn't create an indebtedness in the person with whom you're working. Mm. They're free to have any reaction they want or be whatever they are because you're fulfilled by what you're doing.
Right, and we don't have the right to make anybody indebted to us.
Which is why I charge money.
Exactly.
Right. You're
going to do this for me, but I'm going to be indebted to you, or you're going to feel that I'm indebted to you because you did this for me. No, that doesn't work.
This week.
All right. Thanks All right. again for listening to our show featuring us.
Starring us.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.